Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about a new treatment for sports-related injuries in horses. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Robin Fontenot, Mississippi State University College of Veterinary Medicine Assistant Clinical Professor of Equine Surgery. So, of course, Dr. Fontenot, you want to talk about something called extracorporeal therapy, and it's a type of shockwave treatment. First, tell me, how does shockwave therapy work?
Well, that's a good question, Amy. First, the term extracorporeal just means outside the body. That means that we use a shockwave generator to generate a shock outside the body that's then transferred to the horse. A lot of owners hear the term shockwave and they think that we're actually using electrical shocks to treat the horse. But the term shockwave is actually a physics term that just means a really high pressure wave. And some examples in nature would be the thunder that you hear after lightning or the pressure wave generated after an earthquake that causes a tsunami. So a very high pressure wave. And what that pressure wave does is it causes changes at the cell level, so at the very microscopic tissue level, that produces some changes. So it can basically remind the body that it has this old injury and make that into a new injury. So it can stimulate blood vessels, release of some proteins that can help with the wound healing. So basically, that's kind of it in a nutshell. There's a lot of research behind this particular therapy compared with some of the other things that it gets grouped in with, like magnet therapy and things like that, that other clients may ask about.
All right. So what does the horse feel during this treatment?
Well, if you use the larger size trodes, which is the little head that we use to do the treatment, it looks a lot like an ultrasound probe if you've ever seen anyone have a sonogram before. If you put your hand on that, you'll feel a pretty strong tap type sensation. But after just a few of those shock waves, it's usually pretty numb. And actually, the horses don't mind the sensation of the shockwave very much at all, but it makes a very loud tapping sound. And so we usually do sedate the horses because they don't like the noise that it makes. So it's not an uncomfortable thing for them to have.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Now, what conditions can this treat?
Some of the common indications are tendon and ligament injuries. We also use it a lot for back pain, but really it can be applied to almost any sports medicine related injury. So osteoarthritis, it's been used in wounds to help wounds heal faster. We can use it for navicular pain and other conditions within the hoof capsule. For hock osteoarthritis. So it's very flexible, very widely applicable therapy.
And have you seen success with the treatment?
Yeah, I definitely have. I mean, the research supports that it really works, but anecdotally, just in the short time that we've had this available here at MSU since December of last year, me and some of the other clinicians have been really excited about some of the results we've seen. So some tendon lesions that, at least in our opinion, are healing quite quickly. Some clients who report that their horse's back pain has improved. So we've been very happy with it.
So as far as the protocol for this treatment, do horse owners have to bring their horses back for this treatment after it's been done?
That's a good question. There is some benefit to a one-time treatment, especially for things like back pain. Some of those horses we don't generally need to retreat. But for a lot of things like tendon and ligament injuries, depending on the treatment protocol and the specific injury, horses will generally get 2 to 4 treatments.
And how can a horse owner make an appointment?
Just call our equine appointment desk. You'll probably talk to Miss Lori, and that telephone number is 662-325-1400. And if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer them.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Robin Fontenot, Mississippi State University College of Veterinary Medicine Assistant Clinical Professor of Equine Surgery. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.